The second aura is Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Shailos Tshuvas Har Tzvi. This is an Ora Chaim Simen Nun Ches. It's a very geshmaka shayla. Again, this is Vadvarim Atik, and this touches on so many different sugyas and so many different rebacks. And I see Rabbi Bienenfeld shaking his head. I'm asking. This is literally, it touches on everything. So, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, he cleared the following question. He said, what happens if there's a person who didn't hear Parsha Zachar? He didn't hear Parsha Zachar. He walks into a shul. It's Parshas Kiseitze. It just so happens that the Kriyas HaTorah of Parshas Zachar is the mafter of Parshas Kiseitze. Parshas Zachar is Zachar Eisasha Asalucha Amalik B'derech B'tzeis Chami Mitzrayim. Where is that in the Sefer Torah? It's the mafter in Parshas Kiseitze. So he walks into a shul. It's Parshas Kiseitze. He pays attention very, very closely during mafter. He hears every single word. Is he Yoitza or is he not Yoitza? This was Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's question. Somebody asked it to him, and he wrote a tshuva on this shaila. Now, let's just back up a little bit, and let's restate the obvious. As it relates to the chiyuv of hearing the parsha of Amalek. It says in the Torah, Zochar eis asha asa lecha Amalek, baderech betzeis chami Mitzrayim. And really, that mitzvah that we know as the mitzvah of Schiras Amalek is really made up of three separate mitzvahs. So you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Tofresh Gimel, Mitzvah Tofresh Dalid, and Mitzvah Tofresh He, they all deal with Amalek. Tofresh Gimel is Mitzvah Liskor, Masha Asa Amalek Li Yisrael, B'tzeisim Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah to remember what Amalek did to the Jews when they left Mitzrayim. Tofresh Dalid, Mitzvah Lahachriz Arishal Amalek. There's a mitzvah to destroy and to wipe out all the descendants of Amalek. Tofresh He, Shiloi Nishkach Maisa Amalek, Sha'asim Avisein, B'tzeisim Mitzrayim. It's the Loisa Se counterpart to Tofresh Gimel. I mean, not only is there a positive mitzvah to remember what Amalek did, but there's also a Loisa I say that you're not allowed to forget what Amalek did. But the point is, Tofresh Gimel and Tofresh He are mitzvahs that a person has to remember. You have to be cognizant and mindful. Never forget what Amalek did to the Jews when they left Mitzrayim. The Gemara in Masechtas Megillah from all places, Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, said that this mitzvah to remember Amalek is not enough that you just talk about Amalek every now and again. But rather, this mitzvah to remember Amalek is a mitzvah that you have to do mitoich ha-sefer. The pasuk says, k'soiv zoi zikorin ba-sefer, and it's referring to Amalek. And we learn from there that it's not enough zikorin, but it has to be zikorin ba-sefer. Sefer means from a sefer Torah. So we have to then be mekayim a mitzvah deraisa, of remembering what Amalek did, and the way we mekayim that mitzvah is by doing it mitoich ha-sefer. So when do we do that? Parsha Zachar, that's when we do that. One time a year, the Baal Kaira reads a special part of the Torah, the part of the Torah that talks about Amalek, the mafter of Parsha's Kiseitze, and when the Baal Kaira reads that, he has a mind to be moitzi everybody, shemeya ka'ayna, so that when the Baal Kaira reads the parasha of Amalek, everybody else listens. We're yoytze the mitzvah of Schiras Amalek, and we do it mitaych ha-sefer. Why? Because even though we're not sitting in front of a sefer Torah, we're sitting in front of a chumash, but the Baal Kaira is sitting in front of a sefer Torah, and therefore we're yoytze. And it's from this idea that everyone knows parasha Zachar is a deraisa, even though really Kriyas HaTorah is a derabbanan. It's not because there's a Kriyas HaTorah deraisa. It's because when you read parasha Zachar, you're fulfilling a mitzvah of Ksoiv Zoi Zikarim Ba-Sefer. And this is mitzvah Tofresh Gimel and Tofresh She in the Chinuch. It's the mitzvah to remember everything that Amalek did. Now, it's interesting. We do this mitzvah one time a year. It's a one time a year mitzvah. Chad Pami. Now, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you have to do it once a year. You have to do it every day. Maybe when it says in Torah you have to put on tefillin, it means once a year. No, it means every day. So maybe when it says Zachar Eis Asha Asa L'cha Amalek, you also have to do it once a year. So Tidua, B'Shem D'Chsam Sefer, that the Chsam Sefer said that the reason we're mekayim the mitzvah of Schiras Amalek only once a year is because the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Metzia, when it comes to the laws of Elu Metzia Shaloi of Elu Chayiv L'Hachriz, that a person after Yud Beis Chodesh is miyayish from something that he lost. And it's based on idea that people hold things in their memory for 12 months. But after Yud Beis Chodesh, people forget. So the Chassam Sofer said, it's Pasha to him, that's why Chazal held that all you have to do is be mekayim this mitzvah once a year. Because like this, as long as once a year you say Zachar Eis Asha Asa L'cha Amalek, so we assume that it's with you and you're carrying it with you. And like this, the next year when it comes around, you'll do it again. And that's why It's Yodua, that Ramosha Shik, the Ram Shik said that he heard, B'shem his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer once said that if it's an Ibiyar, like it was really this past year, I mean this year is an Ibiyar, but it was really Negei this past year, that if it's an Ibiyar, so that the year is going to be made up not of 12 months, of 13 months, so from Parsha Zachar to Parsha Zachar, you're going to wait 13 months, not 12 months, you have to figure out a way to be Mashlim, your reading of Parsha Zachar, because more than 12 months are going to lapse from when you read Parsha Zachar 1 year to when you read Parsha Zachar the following year. So the Chassam Sofer said the way you should do is you should pay attention during Parsha Kisaitse, because really Parsha Kisaitse is the same thing, and like this you'll be Yoitza with that mafta. And the truth is, in certain shuls that's what happens. They give a clap and they say if anyone wasn't Yoitza then Parsha Zachar, you could be Yoitza right now. And then the Baal Tefillah has a mind, the Baal Kaira, to be Mighty everybody that's in the shul, and it's Shemei Koina and everything is Gevaldik. But the point is that we have a mitzvah to really say from a Sefer Torah what Amalek did. The way we fulfill the mitzvah is by hearing the Baal Kaira read it from a Sefer Torah, and we yaitza with Shemei Koina. So again, here was the Shiloh. The Shiloh was a person didn't hear Parsha Zachar for whatever reason. He walks into shul, and the Baal Kaira is reading Parshas Kisaitse. It wasn't in Ibriyar. The Gabi didn't give a clap. The Baal Kaira is just doing what he does every single week. He's reading from the Sefer Torah. This year, sitting in the back, and he knows he has to have in mind right now to be yaitza the mitzvah. So he pays attention very, very carefully. He heard every single word. Was he yaitza Parsha Zachar? He wasn't yaitza Parsha Zachar. So this was the question that crossed the desk of Rab Tzvi Pesach Frank. So Rab Tzvi Pesach sat down and he wrote a tshuva that's half of a fella. And he said, at Muschel Rishon, this is the way I think you would have to approach the Shiloh. And that is that it's when the Baal Kaira is reading from the Sefer Torah, he has a mind to be Moitzi the Olam. But what does he have in mind to be Moitzi the Olam? He has a mind to be Moitzi the Olam, Kriyas HaTorah. He doesn't have a mind to be Moitzi the Olam, Parsha Zachar. This person, it just so happens, didn't hear Parsha Zachar. So says Rav Tzvi Pesach, I want to clarify Shaila. If Reuven has a mind to be Moitzi Shimon with something, Shemei Ka'ina, but in Reuven's mind, he's being Moitzi Shimon one Chiv. Shimon in his head is thinking about another Chiv. Could Shimon be Yoitzi that other Chiv or not? What are the two Tzadim? On the one hand, you had a mind to be Moitzi me. Okay. So, I am going to be Yoitza with what you had in mind for me. On the other hand, you had in mind to be Yoitza me for this Indian, and I want to be Yoitza now with another Indian. What's a Nafkamina? Let's just keep it simple and stick to this Nafkamina. The Baal Kaira is having in mind to be Yoitza, the Olam in Shul, with a Chi of Kriyas HaTorah. But this person doesn't want to just take Kriyas HaTorah out of it. This person also wants to be Yoitza Parsha Zachar. The Baal Kaira was loyal al daite that there's a person in the audience that missed Parsha Zachar. So he didn't have in mind Parsha Zachar. So he had a mind to be Moitzi up in Nit Parsha Zachar. So said Rav Tzvi Pesach, L'chur, this is the Shaila. If you say at the end of the day the Baal Kaira had a mind to be Moitzi the Olam, it's okay, he had a mind to be Moitzi the Olam. Doesn't matter if he had a mind to be Moitzi Kriyas HaTorah or Parsha Zachar. And Parsha Zachar is a separate mitzvah. I don't know if it matters. So be Yoitza. If you're going to tell me that, no, I have to have a mind to be Moitza you for that particular thing that you want to be Yoitza with. So I had a mind to be Moitza with Kriyas HaTorah. I never had a mind to be Moitza you with Parsha Zachar. And as a result, you wouldn't be able to be Yoitza. This is the gist of the first half of Rav Hirsch Pesach's Tshuva. Al-Bazak Rav Tzvi Pesach, that really, La'achara Iyun, there's a very, very stark mockim to say that really the whole Shaila is a tos. And really it's dead on arrival. And really, there's no tzad in the world that unless this person whispered into the ear of the Baal Kaira and he told him, Timcha Toivah, I missed Parsha Zachar, will you please be Maitzi me? There's no way in the world he would be able to be Maitzi him. And even though it's true, the Baal Kaira is standing in shul and he's having in mind to be Maitzi the whole Tzibur, and it could be maybe in the world of Lamdis of Shemei Ka'ina, you don't really need to have in mind to be Maitzi the person, that particular Chiyav that this person has in mind with all his Kavanas. But Afal Pikin says Rav Tzvi Pesach, there's a very, very, very stark itzad to say that this whole question doesn't even start. Why? Says Rav Tzvi Pesach, Yesh Lachkar. What's the mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah? So yeah, we started off with Rav Chaim, that Kriyas HaTorah is a chayv asibur, gevaldik. Okay, so you have 10 Jews in a room. Now for sure there's a chayv Kriyas HaTorah. It's Monday, it's Thursday, it's Shabbos, it's Mincha, it's Yantiv, it's Yom Kippur, whatever. Yeah, there's a chayv Kriyas HaTorah. They took out the Sefer Torah. There's one person that's now going to go, and he's going to read from the Sefer Torah. Everybody else is going to be listening. What's happening in Lamdas? What are the dynamics that are playing out behind the scenes when you have one Baal Kaira as being Moitzi at Tzibur? Is the pshat that really every single person has a chiyuv to read from the Sefer Torah? Narvas, only one person is going to do it. That one person that does it is might see everybody else with Shemeya Kaina. So you have one person that's Kaira, everybody else is Shemeya, and every person that hears the Baal Kaira reading from the Sefer Torah is Yaitse with the Kriyas HaTorah of the Baal Kaira through the Shmiya, Midin Shemeya Kaina. Or, says Rav Tzvi Pesach, there's no Chiyah for every single person in the audience to read from a Sefer Torah. There's no chiyuv for everyone to be the Baal Kaira. There's a chiyuv for someone to read from a Sefer Torah. Okay, what does everybody else have to do? Listen. But when I listen to Kriyas HaTorah, I'm not being yotzer the mitzvah through Shoymeya Ka'oina so that it's as if I read. I'm not reading. I'm a Shoymeya. I'm happy to be an innocent bystander in this whole scenario. I'm being yotzer as a Shoymeya. Because the chiyuv of the tzibur is not to be kairei, the chiyuv is to be shemeya. One person has a chiyuv to be kairei, and the other person, or the other people, have a chiyuv to be shemeya. In other words, everyone other than the Baal Kaira that are in a tzibur, they're being mekayim a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. When I, listening to Kriyas HaTorah works me din shemeya kain. I mean, really, everybody has a chiv to read from the Sefer Torah. Not everybody's gonna read from the Sefer Torah. Everyone else will be yoitza shemeya kain. As if one person's being moitza, listen carefully, listen to every word. You're being yoitza with the Kriya of the Baal Kaira. Or no, of course, the Olam is not being yoitza with the Kriya of the Baal Kaira. One person is reading, everybody else is being yoitza with Shmiya. But it's not shemeya kain, it's shemeya kishemeya. You're being yoitza simply with Shmiya. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach, that really, it's mashma, that could be, this is a major, major shaila. Just one beautiful maramachim that he brings. He brings from the Ravan. So the Raivin, or the Ravan, Reish, Aleph, Veis, Endanon. He was one of the Rishonim. And he wrote in a tshuva, it's tshuva, Simen Ayin Gimel. Listen to three lines. Mamash beautiful. He says, Shalani Achi, you ask me, my brother. Akaira B'Taira, if somebody reads from the Sefer Taira, Loma Oimer Letzibur Baruchu Es Hashem HaMavayrach. Why is it that when a person's oil the Torah, so before he says the brachis, he says Baruchu Es Hashem HaMavayrach. Why is he saying Baruchu Es Hashem HaMavayrach? Listen to his lashon. Yivarech Birchas HaTorah V'Tai. Get up, say Birchas HaTorah and make a mishaberach and give an eye, right? That's what you should do. Why are you saying Baruchu Es Hashem HaMavayrach? Right, you're telling the oilum, get involved. Baruchu Es Hashem HaMavayrach. Everybody screams Baruch Hashem HaMavayrach Lo Yimavod. Why are you doing that? Your job was to be oil the Torah. Get up and make a bracha. So this is the question that the Raven was asked. Hey, Shavti Lord. So he writes that I answered him. Lefisha Ezra Tikin Li Yisrael Kriyas HaTorah. Because Ezra was Mesachin Kriyas HaTorah. Va'akoyre B'Torah Moitzi HaRabim Yedei Chayvasai. And when a person reads from a Sefer Torah, he's being moitzi everybody else something that they really have to do. Leficha chareyu oimer letzibur. So listen to what he says. Quote, Atem tzrichem levarich velikreitz kamoini. You have the same obligation to come up now and get an aliyah. You have the same obligation to read from the Sefer Torah. Right, back in the day, the person that was oimer letzibur was the one that used to read from the Sefer Torah. So you have the same chiyuv to do what I'm doing. So no, you're not doing it. But taskimu lekriyasi ubirchasi imi. At the very least, engage and show that you're maskim to what I'm doing. Because at the end of the day, I'm representing you. And when I do what I'm doing, it's as if you're doing what you're doing. And that's what they're doing. So says the Ravan, you want to know what's going on? The reason you say Baruch Hashem HaMavayrach is because really, the Oil of the Torah and the Baal Kaira is being mighty everybody else. He's doing really as a shliach for everybody else. So therefore, he engages everybody. He says, Baruch Hashem HaMavayrach, Baruch Hashem HaMavayrach, get involved, because really what I'm doing is what you're doing. He ends with an unbelievable punchline. He says, "V'chein shliach tzibur oimer biyotzer umayriv." The same is true by Birchas Kriyishma Shachris and Birchas Kriyishma Mayriv. Levisha moitziat tzibur yedei chayvasa, because he's doing the same thing. Right? You ever wonder why do we say Baruchu by Birchas Kriyishma? We preface Birchas Kriyishma by Baruchu. You do it by Shachris. And you do it by Meirev, right? Meirev is at the beginning of Meirev. That's because Meirev jumps right into Berachas Kriyishma. There's no Pesukah Dezimra by Meirev. Shachris, you have Pesukah Dezimra. So after Pesukah Dezimra, you say Yishtabach Kaddish, and then before Berachas Kriyishma, you say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavayrach, and then you go right into Berachas Kriyishma. You say Baruch Hu twice. You say by Shachris, you say by Meirev. Why do you say Baruch Hu? It's related to Berachas Kriyishma, right? It's Pashat. That's what it is. It's not just a general Indian of saying Baruch Hu in the beginning of davening. If it was, you'd probably say it in the beginning of Shachris. So you say it before Birchas Kriyishma by Shachris, and you say it before Birchas Kriyishma by Meirev. The truth is, the Mishnah Brura says that Baruch Hu Es Hashem Amavarech is part of Birchas Kriyashma. L'may nafkemino, it's negay, because you're not allowed to be mafsik in middle Birchas Kriyashma. Right, this is Mishnayis in the beginning of Masecht, is Brachas. Shayla b'pnei HaKavod, Meshim b'nei HaYira, right, all those different Shaylas. So be'emtza, in the middle of any paragraph of Kriyashma, or even in the middle of any of the Brachas, you're not allowed to be mafsik. So there's a whole halacha about being mafsik, not being mafsik. What if somebody heard Baruchu, and he didn't say, Baruch atah Hashem alikeinu melech ha'olam hasheh b'dvarim ma'ariv ha'rofim? Are you allowed to be mafsik? Are you not allowed to be mafsik? So everybody knows after Baruch Hu, no, right? You can't talk. You just heard Baruch Hu. Why? Well, why can't you talk? Because Baruch Hu is part of Berachas Kriyas Shema. That's what it is. The Mishnah Berurah says it. It's in Simen Nun Dalet at the end. He says it's because it's part and parcel of the Berachas Kriyas Shema. Because what you're saying is Baruch Hu es Hashem ha'mavarech, Baruch Hashem ha'mavarech lo'en avod. You're engaging the olam, and let's go together. It's Zaman, let's say Berachas Kriyas Shema. You know what the rest of the story is? See, we daven so differently than we used to daven once upon a time that it's hard to sometimes understand these things. Once upon a time, there were no siddurim. Once upon a time, the average man didn't really know how to daven. Right? It was different. So what happened is one person would get up and he would be mitzi everybody else. So Berachas Kriyas Shema, one person would often be mitzi everybody. So in order to engage the olam, I'm being mitzi you now. So now you engage the olam. Baruch Hu Es Hashem Amavayrach. Let's go together and let's give bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you answer, you acknowledge that yes, I accept upon myself that Baruch Hashem Amavayrach Lo'im Avod. That's exactly what's happening. That's why you do that. You know, the Vilna Gaon says that Shas begins, right? The first Mishnah Masechet is Brachas. Brachas da Beizam and Aleph. Me'imasai Koyrin Eshma Ba'arvin. So the Vilna Gaon said that you have a Mishnah on Masechet is Brachas, Daf Yud Aleph Amad Aleph, and the Mishnah over there talks about the Birchas Kriyashma. And the Mishnah over there says, B'shachar Mevorech Shtayim Lefonel. So the Gaon said, why is it Me'imasai Koyrin Lashon Rabin? And then when it comes to the Brachas, it's Mevarich Lashon Yachid. So the Gaon said, because Kriyashma, there's no Shemei Koyna. So every person had to say Kriyashma by themselves. Every single person had no choice, but he had to figure out how to say Kriyashma. You were never able to be Yoitza Kriyashma through somebody else. I saw the Radal once says, that's why when Rabbi Lezman Horkinus came to Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai, right, he didn't know how to learn, he was 28. So he asked him, the first thing, do you know Kriyashma? He said, why was that the first thing he asked him? Because Kriyashma, you have to say by yourself. Me'imasai He knew that no one would be able to be mitzi him. There's no workaround for Kriyashma. But when it comes to the brachas, mevarech, one person, because that's the way the minhag was, one person would do it. And because one person's doing it, and you're calling everyone else to be yitzi with you, so you say, Baruch Hashem HaMavarech, Baruch Hashem HaMavarech, Lo'en Avod. It's all about engaging the oilam. But says the Raivin, that's what's going on over here. You want to know why the oil of the Torah says, Baruch Hashem HaMavarech? Because he's being mitzi the oilam with Shemei Kaina. When this person got shlishi, everyone got shlishi today. We all got shishi also, because we're all being yitzi with Shemei Kaina. That's what's going on over here. And when the Balkaira laying, you laying. It was all through Shemei Kaina. That's what the Raivin says. Abba Reb Tzvi Pesach says, it's getting late, that it's really a very, very big chiddush. And he says, it's mavur in the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, and the Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, and he brings the Tshuva from the Tzemach Tzedek, from the Friyadig Lubavitcher Rebbe, that they all held clear not that way. And really, of course, there's no Shemei Kaina when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah. But what's really happening, there's a Balkaira who's laying, and everybody else listens. And you fulfill your mitzvah with Shmia, but not Shemei Kaina. I don't have to be Kaina. Shmia is Oichazach. So one person lays, everybody... There's a chayva sibur. The sibur has to shtel tzu kriyas ha'tayr. Now you do it. You pull out a sefer Torah. One person lanes. Everybody else listen. A few people are oil of the Torah. Someone goes hagba. Someone goes glila. Someone goes psicha. That's what happens. The shaymim have to lane. No, the shaymim have to partake. And this is the way you participate. But it doesn't necessarily work with shemei kainu. So said Rav Tzvi Pesach, coming back to his shayla, a guy walks into shul. He didn't hear parashas zacha this year. He wants to be yoitza with parashas kiseitze. So what's the shayla? The shayla is, could I be yoitza with the Balkar? And what was the question? The question was, the Balkar has a mind to be mitzi me, but he has a mind to be mitzi me kriyas ha'tayrah, parashas kitzeitze. He doesn't have a mind to be mitzi me, parashas zachar. So Rav Tzvi Pesach said, it's tali and lamdas. Is it enough that he has a mind to be mitzi me, or do I need that he has a mind to be mitzi me for this particular chiyuv? Abazok Rav Tzvi Pesach, that's only going to be true if you hold that kriyas ha'tayrah works me din shemei ha'kaina. So when the Balkar is laning, he's taka having a mind to be mitzi the tzibur, and as I state in the Raivin, but it's a very big chiddush, and no one really holds that way. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach, the Pashtus is not like that Raivin. The Pashtus is like the Radvaz and like the Noida B'Yehuda and like the Tzemach Tzedek that say that when the Balkaira lays, he's not being mitzi you. He's not being mitzi you in the sense that I'm talking, you're listening, and by you listening to me, you To me, talk is as if you're talking. Yeah, he's been mighty the tzibur. He's the one that was designated. He has the schus to be the one to say the kriya that everyone else is going to listen to. But there's no shemeir kaina playing out at all. So if there's no shemeir kaina playing out, you walk in now. You want to hear kiseitze so that you can be yotze parsha zoch with shemeir kaina. No one's being mighty you. He goes, what do you mean no one's being mighty me? The Baal Kaira is being mighty me. No, he's not. The Baal Kaira is, he's saying kriya satara for the oilam. He's not being mighty you in the shemeir kaina sense. He's just saying Kriya Satayra. So what happens by Parsha Zachar? A Parsha Zachar, he has a mind to be mighty you. That's what goes on. Parsha Zachar, of course, works midin Shemei HaKoina. Parsha Zachar, we take out of Sefer Torah, and the Baal Kaira has a mind to be mighty the Ayla. And the Chasam Sofer said, you should give a clap whenever there's an Ibiyar, and Parshiski says you should do the same thing. But if it's not an Ibiyar, or if there was no clap, or and the minig is not to follow this Chasam Sofer, and you walked into shul, then you just stam want to be yoitza with the mafter of Kiseitze, and be able to fulfill your mitzvah of Schiris HaMolek, how you're fulfilling your mitzvah. No one's being mitzvah you anything. In order for Shemei HaKoina to work, you have to say Lahoitzi. You have to say Savri Maranam V'Rabbanam V'Rabbaisai. Right? You can't just go be mitzvah somebody. You have to say Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem Amavayrach Leilavah, like the Raven said. So there has to be some intent to be mighty. Said Reb Tzvi Pesach, by your regular Kriya Satayra, there's no intent to be mighty. There's intent to read from a Sefer Torah, so that you should be able to hear words of Torah recited from a Sefer Torah, but not to be mighty you in the Shemei HaKoina sense. So no one's being mighty me Shemei HaKoina. So what's the Havamin? I should be able to be Yotze Parashah Zachar. And said Reb Tzvi Pesach, the Pashtus is like that side in the Achronim, and if that's the case, if you want the Baal Kaira to be Maitzia, that's fine. You'd have to go over to him, and you'd have to kindly request it. But just sitting in shul, hearing Parshas Kiseitze read, and hearing the Mafter, thinking, oh wow, beautiful, he's not being Maitzia. He's just reading from the Sefer Torah, but it has nothing to do with Shemei HaKoina, because Kriya Satayra doesn't work me than Shemei HaKoina. And if that's the case, you have no basis now to be Yotze Parashas Zachar, unless you ask him, then you would be able to.